Hey, this is Chris of Social Media for RealEstateAgents.com. I just read a post on Active Rain about an agent who is blogging, and she said she's I'll reference the exact post. The title was "How to Add Six Figures to Your Bottom Line in Less Than an Hour a Day," and she's talking about she's been doing a lot of hyper local blogging. And she's directly attributed $2,590,000 of her production from blogging. Now, I don't know what property values are in Woodbridge, Virginia, the city she's from, but if they're $200,000, $300,000, that's a significant number of houses. If they're a million each, you know, it's still some houses. It's a little bit more work when you do million-dollar properties. But still, that's real production numbers. And then based on whatever her commission split is, that's real money. And she says there's a couple of other deals that are probably going to close before the end of the year. And it'll push that number to $4 million. And that's awesome. But there's one little thing in here that struck me as a little bit odd. She said that blogging keeps me busy enough that spending hours on Twitter or a business Facebook account just aren't in the cards at the moment. When I figure out how to do them justice, you can bet they will also be in my business plan. You don't really have to spend hours a day on Twitter for Twitter to be useful. You set up something like Hootsuite or People Browser or TweetDeck, and you set up searches on key terms. And those searches run all the time. And then when you log into those services, those searches will show up with information in there. You can see the searches. You can even set up RSS. Twitter search will allow an RSS feed off of the search that you could then put into an RSS reader. And you could just go through and scan those and look for people mentioning whatever your keywords are. I've found that it's very good, especially if you're hyper-local blogging, to put in that city name. Or like in New Orleans, nobody calls New Orleans by New Orleans locals. They use the term NOLA, N-O-L-A. So I have a search for the term NOLA, and I see when people mention it, and I found lots of new people to follow on Twitter using that. And posting to Twitter takes seconds. You can also do other things that will post to Twitter for you. Like I use Foursquare and Brightkite. And they tweet my location when I check into those services. This morning I went out with my wife and my son to Café Du Monde, the Metairie location, and had coffee and beignets. And I posted it on Brightkite. And I took a couple of pictures and I posted it on the social networking site Wurl. That took me all of 2 or 3 minutes while I was doing that. And it went out to Twitter, and it may have updated to Facebook too. So these things don't need to take huge amounts of your time, and they can supplement your efforts. You know, if she's blogging, her blog post, she should have a plugin in her blog that posts a tweet to Twitter when she's got a new blog post. So you've got followers that will get notified that you have a new blog post. I mean, there are ways to integrate all of these strategies, and I just don't understand how someone can say they don't have time for Twitter when Twitter, at its very essence, is not a very time-consuming activity. Facebook, I could see, could require a little bit more time if you really want to dive into it. But it's just my, you know, tip, rant, piece of information for the day. This is Chris Johnston of Social Media for RealEstateAgents.com. If you want to check out the website, just go to Social Media for RealEstateAgents.com, type that into your URL bar, and check us out. If you want to talk to me and get more information, or you know you want to hire me, you can always reach me on Twitter at Chris Johnston. That's at C-H-R-I-S. J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, or on the phone at 504-208-1766. Bye-bye.